Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit.
He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us. And I know I always say that. But see, the word gets in our heart by speech. I don't just say it to fill in our space. Knowing God, the world suggests that God does not have your best interest in mind. The world depicts God as pictures God as a stranger. You matter to him. He speaks to you in the heart. You got to believe him to get out of the situations of this life and out of the danger that we really are in. Knowing him, a true version of who God is, will help you make sober choices. And the world will make certain. You know, man, the enemy has greatly deceived mankind by the gross darkness. And Isaiah told us in chapter 6 that it would happen, and it did. And now we're here. We're about to see our wonderful Savior come and take us out of this earth and judge it and destroy the works of darkness. He already destroyed sin, and now he's going to come and take over and reign. Now, Nebuchadnezzar saw this back in his day, that a stone cut out without hands rolled down and destroyed the metal statue that represented all the kingdoms of this world. Jesus is not going to come and ask for it back. He's going to take it, and he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth in hell. He's going to take the people that sided with Satan and destroy them. And they're trying to usher in the Antichrist now. They already know who he is, the Luciferians. Most political leaders on this earth are Luciferians. They sided with Lucifer. They feel like he got a bad deal and he's the king of the world. See, we don't process like them because we love God. But many of them are rich and they have the money and they organize things that way. And they use movies and song, theater, news to persuade people into their web of lies. We need to know that God loves us and he cares about us and he speaks to us in the heart. The closer you draw near to God, hear me good, the more you draw near to him, you're going to see all forms of deception for what it is. And it takes time to undo the works of darkness. Unless the Lord does a miracle, which he can do. He can do a miracle when we need one. But just like people get tied up into forms of deception, it takes everyday living with the Lord and relating to him to undo the works of darkness. The works of darkness is dangerous. The enemy is desperate to try to hurt us. If you look at the book of Numbers, chapter 20 through 25, there was a prophet called Balaam. And there was a king called Balak. Balak was so motivated to destroy Israel because he was afraid of them. And he hired Balaam to curse Israel. And you know the story about the donkey. The angel of the Lord was going to kill Balaam. But the donkey saw the angel and wouldn't go near the angel. And the donkey spoke with memory. The Lord loosed her vocal cords and she spoke. Now, we need to understand these things. God did a miracle trying to warn that man. And what he did caused a lot of problems. He was a prophet that turned. And he was a real prophet and he turned from following God to turn out to the world. and he did a lot of damage. Now, don't be so surprised when men of God do the same thing. Some people get into the crowd. They see the crowd. They become famous. They have great wealth. Yesterday's broadcast, we ended talking about Champions is the title of yesterday's broadcast. In the days, the Lord will give me a title and I'll put it up there. But for now, we ended yesterday's broadcast talking about how you have to trust God in every stage of your life. Just like you had to learn to trust Him when things were not right, and you finally grow from glory to glory and things start getting better, now you got to learn how to trust Him in success. And that's, you know, Paul knew how to be abased and he knew how to abound because he continually stayed in the Lord's presence. And he continually followed God. And he continually obeyed Him. And just like you had to seek God when you didn't know what to do, when everything was crazy and you were trying to win and you were doing battle. And the first battle is the battle of the heart. If you can win the battle within your members, your mind, your spirit, man, and your body, the desires of your body, the desires of your mind, and then the godly desires of your heart, your spirit. When you win that battle, the other battles is a cakewalk. So I've seen so many churches, they draw near to the Lord. They get to know Him. They follow Him. They start growing. And more people start coming. And people come with their influences. But see, when you have a core group that keep their eyes on the Lord, that church can't get out of bounds. But see, the enemy works to divide those who are strong. And he tried to picket people, trying to get people, the core group to divide away. And when that happens, you got the influence of the newcomers. And now, if the pastor ever starts compromising, or enough of the people compromise, the whole thing goes south. And see, sin is just like leaven. People don't start out wanting to sin. They're just trying to do whatever they're doing. But if you compromise God's word, you begin to decline. If you start having great success, now you really need to keep your eyes on the Lord, not out of fear. Because you're entering a new territory. Every time you enter a new territory that you haven't had dealings with, you have to follow God. So many people draw back from doing what made them strong. And you can't do that. You got to ask the Lord His wisdom in this era of your life, this portion of your life, this stage of your life, this glory. Every glory requires you got to learn to trust God in that glory, in that situation. And so this is where men fail. Even good men of God fail, fall flat on their face. It's because they think they know what to do. That's a lie from the pit. If you ever ride in an airplane and you see all the thick clouds and you rise above the airplane, you can see the clouds from the top side. It looked like you can walk on them clouds. And I remember telling Elder Lewis about that. He said, that's a lie from the pit. If you think you know what to do in the new stage of this life, you are wrong. If you know what to do, that's good. That's wonderful. I rejoice that you do. But run all your plans and ideas by God. See, if you stick with the word, you'll be fine. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Your past experience is not always enough for what's new. If you don't trust God right, you're going to have problems. I will have, anybody will. It's very important that we do it God's way. Now, this has always been true. If you look at the patterns of those in life before us, that's why we have to study the Word, a healthy study of the Word to keep you balanced. if you're looking at people, the more people that you have to deal with, the more balance you're going to need. Because people are very, very, very persuasive. Even when they're wrong. And you have to prepare for it. You have to be ready to stick with the Word of God, no matter who believes what. I used to be overly concerned about what leaders that I looked up to thought. But when you continually follow God and you learn things, you look above them. Now, God uses all the pastors I know. He's used them to help me grow, to say things, to keep me balanced. But I listened to him. The Lord taught me this a long time ago. I had a pastor that I always looked up to. And the Lord gave me a dream about it. And he said, only listen to him when I'm using him. And you can tell when it's the Holy Spirit. If you start regarding the Lord, you can tell when it's the Holy Spirit and when it's just the average mind of man. People speak out of their mind. I've had people to speak things by the Holy Spirit and then give me opposite advice on another day. So, opposite advice to what they already gave a confirmation on. Same man, but different voice, different, one day they spoke by the Holy Spirit and another day they spoke out of their own mind. And that's something that people do. Because I know about it, I try not to do it. I just try not to do it. I'm aware of it. So when people ask me a question, I begin in my heart, I'm looking at God. Because I desire, with all that's in me, to do what God said do. I can't trust Thurston. I have to trust Jesus. Now, people can't distinguish. Sometimes, just like Balak, he thought that he could just get Balaam to say some words and God to listen to him and destroy Israel. People think if they can persuade me and I agree, then it's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. It doesn't matter who disagrees with Jesus. If you disagree with him, you can't have his success. You begin to take on another type of being. If you obey him and follow him and trust him, you become like him. But if you do things according to your own understanding, you cease to become like him. You start becoming like you or like whoever you're regarding, whether it's another pastor, another belief system. It can be another Christian doctrine, so-called Christian doctrine. It can be a college professor. It can be an English teacher, a parent, a sister, a brother, a wife, a girlfriend, or anybody, a child. But when you stick with the living words of Jesus Christ, what he already spoke, and you stay with it, and when the Holy Spirit, who gave the word in the first place, when he speaks, see, we have to follow God by the Spirit also. The Word of God is our pattern, but the Spirit of God give us our details. He'll tell you who to watch out for. The Word will tell you what to watch out for, what type of people to watch out for. But the Holy Spirit will tell you who's doing what and how they're thinking in real time, in current time. So when you're guided by the Holy Spirit, you're guided into all truth. And you have to, just like you receive the written word of God, you have to learn to receive the spoken word of God. And also the word that he speaks through others. Even if they rub you the wrong way, if they speak by the Holy Spirit, regard it. And thank God that they were there for you at that point. They may have done something to aggravate you. How many times does a husband aggravate the wife and then the Lord use the husband to speak a word to his wife? You have to learn to separate the Holy Spirit what's of the Holy Spirit and what's of the person. And though you may be aggravated with a person, you still love them. They don't hate you, they just aggravated you that day. Sometimes the Holy Spirit wants me to say something, but if I've aggravated my wife or if she's frustrated with something I've done, I wait until the Holy Spirit prompts me that now is the time you can talk to her about it. Because I love her. And it's so easy to misunderstand. People misunderstand things. We have an enemy trying to divide us in the first place. And we can't let him get away with it. We got to stop falling for his tactics. It's a skill. You learn to overcome the works of darkness, and you grow from glory to glory, and you gain skills. You have to do this. It's important. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, doing His perfect will, seeking Him out, seeking His face, we begin to grow from glory to glory, and we begin to do things just like God. We're designed to be like Him, like God. Satan failed trying to replace God. But we overcome him as we become like God. In one sense, Satan wanted to be God. And then as we grow and do his will, we become God. We become like him. We become like in his likeness. We have his authority. And we can tell Satan what to do. How ironic. God made people out of the dust of the earth. The most insignificant parts of the earth, he made man. See, he made angels out of precious stones, gold, precious metals, precious stones. He made man out of the dust of the earth. And then he turned around and gave him authority over Satan, who was trying to usurp all power in heaven. He's trying to replace God. And he can't. And now he's subject to men that die. Men that were made out of the dust of the earth. You can be a weak, 95-pound, crippled woman full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom and still defeat Satan. You can be a child in the second grade. And you can tell Satan, you can't do that. You can say, Mr. Satan, you got to stop right now in Jesus' name. And guess what? He has to obey that little girl who believed on Jesus. The first step in overcoming Satan, you have to submit your life to God. You have to be submitted to him. And then you have to resist him, and then he'll flee from you. It's fun. If you can win the battle within, you can. The battle without is a cakewalk. When you believe and stand on what God's word said, when you trust the word of God more than your own brain, you're not doing away with your brain. You just trust. See, as you trust God, what you know in your brain gets renewed. Your mind gets renewed. See, your brain is part of the body. And it cooperates with your mind. You can renew your mind. You can memorize scripture. And you can be blessed by it. But when you put the word in your heart, that's the fastest way to renew your mind. And now as you learn that what God said is ultimately possible and right, then you've entered a bigger world. And you overcome the deception of this world. The darkness, the gross darkness that have invaded the lives of so many people. And you still have to pray for our leaders, though they're going satanic. Don't take it personal. Pray that God will cause them to do what's necessary so you can live a peaceable life. They're still going to hell, but God can cause them to make the choices that you need made. And don't underestimate what God can do. God knows how to cause these crooked people to do things that's right.
See, when people don't know God, they don't know what to do. And they don't know how to pray. You got to, there's no substitute for spending time with the Lord. If you spend time with him, you'll begin to know him and you'll begin to grow and understand things properly. And you'll stop messing up and causing other people to mess up. See, whatever you believe, that becomes your persuasion. Whatever you're persuaded to do, that's what you'll do. And then others will do it because you persuade them wrong. So when you grow from glory to glory, then other people will see your life unfold and they'll start growing from glory to glory too. Very important. It's your heritage. Our heritage is to do whatever Jesus did. He's our standard. We can do what he did. We can say what he said. We can go forward. If you can obey him, you can do what he said. You can have the success that he's given you. All you have to do is go for it. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. But do what God said do. Everything God said is good. And he loves us. And he's there for us. He didn't leave us stranded on the planet. We don't need Jesus to come rescue us. We have his authority. We have his word. We need to be doing his business, taking our authority over Satan and making Satan wish that he'll come take us off the planet. Now, I'm going to end with that because I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll help you unfold. He'll help you understand and reveal his word to you because he loves you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord and King.